If that is a point of order, please continue.
Mr. Chair, as with all of the aspects that are related with the conduct of our meetings, it's your discretion. If it's a reaction to a point of order, if it's a point of order in itself, I think it's up to you if you give me the floor to make this point of order, but it's definitely a point of order that I want to make.
So please continue with the point of order.
It is about a point of order on the statement of the European Union, which has now been delivered under an observer status, and which points exactly to the problems that we have when organizations such as the European Union, which consists of sovereign states, is brought into the observer segment. Because obviously we make statements as a union, we have specific treaties that are pointing into that direction and which also oblige us to have common position on certain areas. So it's only natural that those kind of discussions will go into a politicized area, and this is exactly why we would have liked for the European Union to speak at the beginning under the not observer segment. And this is just one point that we wanted to make. The second point that we also wanted to make is that obviously we have the right as states, as sovereign states, to give our voices to an organization, to the European Union. And if it's the European Union makes a statement on behalf of certain states, this is only a decision that we as states can take, and not another state. Another state cannot tell us not to speak as a group. And this is just a sovereign right that we want to have and that we want to defend.